I snapped back just in time to hear Holly's historical wind-up. He ended with a short explanation about why they, Fleet, had been unable to guide missiles in the Banshee atmosphere of poison and inscrutable magnetic fields. It was stuff I knew, along with the fact that it, Operation Knuckle, the part involving our scout, was considered a brilliant military victory. Next came a brief recap of stuff I had missed in the few minutes Holly had already played from the record. Then he gave me the same pre-drop briefing Felix had received, word for word. When he saw my puzzled expression over his perfect recall, he merely shrugged his shoulders and said,
"You'll understand in a minute."
I clamped down hard on a sudden impulse to shudder.
"Now," said Holly, "how do I know all this? The name G. Felix I got from Fleet Records using his Fleet ID number. The number itself I got by reading it off the inside of his helmet. It's inscribed right between his twin hollows. You'll see it."
That scared me. "I'll be able to see through his eyes?" I demanded, appalled.
"Not at first," said Holly quickly. "Never, really."
He looked uncomfortable. His eyes stared past me at something within. He frowned, resumed.
"The data is neither recorded nor delivered that way. It's not even vaguely photographic, Jack. But after a few minutes, I can't explain exactly."
He shrugged again.
"You'll see."
I would see? Through the eyes or whatever of a dead man? This time I did shudder. Lia shifted forward in her chair, moving quickly on.
"There are a couple of anomalies. First, in the Fleet Records. According to them, G. Felix wasn't even there at the time of this battle. Wasn't even moved to the forward zone until well over 3 months later."
"I didn't get it." I said so. Lia smiled.
"Frankly, neither do we. Confirmation codes didn't exactly clear it up. They did, Fleet Center on Militaire, I mean, come back with something about incomplete records on G. Felix and some sort of trouble with them, but that wasn't until months later, as near as we can determine. There was reference to a security code needed for further data, a rather high code, in fact."
"Too high?" I asked. Holly smiled indulgently.
"No, I have it, but I decided not to use it."
He looked at the floor, smiled nervously.
"Why bother, if I was about to get the truth for myself?"
"Hmm. Why indeed, Holly, unless you didn't really want to know. Or maybe he didn't want to call attention to himself by invoking a high security clearance. Or unless he had no faith in getting the truth from Fleet at all."
"No faith,"
Holly had said that morning.
"He had no faith."